is the afilu b'shamayis, even in the first case, why are you patur from the korban in the first case? The first case was, he went down First Street, and then he went down Second Street, and then he went into the Beis HaMikdash. So, Mamonashuk, tell me you. Mamonashuk, this person knows that before he went into the Beis HaMikdash, that is Sunday. He knows it. Like, he knows he went down First Street, then he went down Second Street, so he knows for sure that he's coming. And then he forgot he went to the Beis HaMikdash. So how could the Yudra of Shimon say, Yipata? My Rabbah says like this, Hocha b'mayasi, no, we're talking about over here, to go in Shoholach v'rishoin, he went down the First Street, true. But over Shor, Shoholach v'sheni, then by the time he went down the Second Street, the case is Shochach, Shoholach v'rishoin. He forgot that he walked down First Street. So now, Tehevele Miktas Yidia. When he went down Second Street, he only remembered, knows, that he's going down Second Street. So it's like this. We know that really this person is coming. We know that he went down First Street, and he went down Second Street, so we know for sure that he's coming. But does this person at any time have a Yidia? Does he himself know that he's coming, Vadai? No. Because when he went down First Street, it was a suffix whether he's coming. Now he forgot he went down First Street, and he went down Second Street. So at the time when he's walking down Second Street, also it's only a suffix him whether he's coming or not. That's called he only had a mixed-up idea. He knows now he went down Second Street, which really he's coming, but it's only a mixed-up of the idea. That's what Machlaik is. Welcome, Iplagi. Tanakam is of Armina mixed-up idea, Kachol idea. Since he knows at least that he went down Second Street, and the Maestri is Vade Tomei, that's called enough of a Yediyah for the Chasumah. Rabbi Shimon Savar, lo yamina miktas Yediyah kol Yediyah. We do not say a part of a Yediyah is enough. You have to know the complete thing that you were Vade Tomei. Here you did not know that you were Vade Tomei, that's not called Yediyah. What's going to be the next case? Holach Barishon Benichnas. You went down First Street and you went to the Beis HaMikdash. So at that time, you're not Chayav the Korban. We do not know you were Vade Tomei. Then he became Tohor. He's of Ishina B'Tavon. Then Chozav Holach B'Sheni. He went down Second Street. B'Nichnas. He goes into the Beis HaMikdash. Tehechayim. Tanakam says Yechayim B'Korban. Rabbi Shimon pointing. So here that Yipotter is very good. The person never had a Vada Yedi. He never knew for sure that he was Tomei before he goes in. So he's Potter from the Korban. The question is Yamai. What does the Tanakam say here? Yechayim. True, we know that for sure one of these two actions was going in Betumah. But the person never knew he was Vade Tumah before he went in. Because when he went down Second Street, he already went to the mikveh for the First Street. So it could be by Second Street he's not coming. And by First Street he also doesn't know for sure. So Amai Chayiv, Safek Yediyu. He only has a doubtful Yediya whether he's coming or not. Even though Lamaisa, he for sure was coming at one time when he went in. But if you hold, you have to have a Yediya. You have to know before you go in, here it's only a doubtful Yediya. So why does Tanakama say Yechayim? What's the Machlokes? Rav Yechanan says, Amar Rav Yechanan, can also suffer Yediya Yediya. We say that a doubtful Yediya is considered like a regular Yediya. That's why Yechayim. For this halach of Tumas Mikdash, you do not have to know 100% that you were Tomei. It's enough that you know doubtfully that you're Tomei. That's also enough. The Shlaka Shamanel does not like this Svara. Shlaka is not enough. Do you know why Yechai have a korban over here? Only because Hamani Rabbi Yishmaeli Yoma Loivinin Yediyah Batila. Yishmael holds you did not have to have Yediyah Batila. You do not have to know that you were Tomei. Halacha is as long as you went into the Beis HaMikdash when you were Tomei and you did not even know it. Just later you realize it, for that alone Yechai have a korban. Therefore with a suffix for Shlaka holds, really you'd be proper if you need a Yediyah. Just here we're going, according to Mam Yama, you do not need Yediyah. Just finished. First question, is this true? For Rami Rav Yechon Rav Yechon, yes, you see Rav Yechon Rav Yechon, and for Rami Rav Yechon Rav Yechon, yes, you see in Rish Lakish. The Tanya bring a proof just the opposite. Look like this. Ochal Sofa Chelev. Somebody eats a piece of Chelev, and it's a Sofa Tim, whether it was really Chelev or not. But then really he realizes what he did. Sofa Chelev, again, he does it a second time, but then he realizes it. So Rabbi Yoima, Kishem Shemei Vichatis, HaKolecha V'Yechot, Kach Mei V'Yoshem Tol, HaKolecha V'Yechot. Rabbi Yoima, bring a Chi of Oshem Toli on each one separately. You ate a piece of Chelev, you ate a piece of a Chelev fat, that's a suffix, whether this Chelev is fat, is traitor fat or kosher fat. When you ate it, you didn't realize it. Later you found out what you did, that you ate something that's a suffix. So of course the suffix you did, you have a doubtful idea now that maybe I ate something that was chalek. And then you did it a second time. So Rebbe says the suffix you did is mechalek, and you have to bring two osham tomis. Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda, Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Shimon, normally they say no. Rabbi Shimon, ain't a maybe a osham tomi echot. You only have to bring one osham tomi. This idea in between is not called the idea. You do not know for sure you did a chet. It's only a suffix if you did a chet or not. So you only have to bring one korban. Shem the prophet says, Al shirgosh yashe shogag. It means that Torah rips such kogas harbei v'yoshem toli yechot. It's possible to have a lot of different averis, and there's only one chi of korban oshem toli. Why? Because what you realize in between is not that you did a chet for sure. You only realize that you did a doubtful chet. So a suffix yediyah is not called yediyah. But Rebbe holds yes, that even though in between you realize that you did a suffix havera, a yediyah of suffix is called yediyah. Now, Yom Rosh Lakish, Khan Shana Rebbe, here Rebbe teaches us that yediyah tzveikas mekolekas lechatois, that whenever you have only a suffix yediyah, that's enough of a yediyah, it means something. As mechalak for korban chatos also. The Rosh Lakish holds that a suffix yediyah is called something. So why before did he say a suffix means nothing? It only goes according to Rabbi Shmuel. And also Rabbi Yechon Amar know that Kishem Shidiyas Vadai V'yama Mechalekas L'chatois. Just like usually you have to know for sure that you did a chet. That's what makes the difference. Kach Yidiyas Suffix Mechalekas L'Hashomis. Same thing, a Suffix Yidiyah helps for Hashomis. But only for Noshem Toli, Rabbi Yechon says. Because the whole carbon of Noshem Toli is because of a Suffix. So if the whole Avera is only Min HaSuffix, here a Yidiyah Suffix helps. But in the case where the Avera was done by Vadai, like by Chatis, you have to have a Vadai Yidiyah. So just the opposite. Here Rabbi Yechon says, a Suffix Yidiyah is not enough. And Rish Lakish says, a Suffix Yidiyah is enough. So this Shleim with Rabbi Yechon, like Kashkez Lostira, I'll say like this. Kan Osu, Pulei Bechotar Akul Osu. Only over here we say Suffix is enough for Yashin Toli, but not by regular Chatis. Why? That wherever you have to know something, it means a vadai. What does Rabbi Yechon say by Tumas Mikdash Kadosh? That you have to first know your tummy. It's enough if you just know it's a suffix. But the Pesach doesn't say you really have to know. It's a deek. It says the word vanilam, that you forgot. Mashma, you once knew. So since it's only from a deek or the word vanilam, it's enough to know a suffix idea is also good. But for loy the kol atar kula also if they were hay their love yidia mal yisov. But other places in the chayav a korban chatis, there the Torah says yidia. You have to know. So what's called knowing? You have to know you vaday did a ched. A suffix yidia is not enough. Only by tumas mikdash from the word vinelam a suffix is enough. So according to Rabbi Yechon it's okay. For regular chiyav chatis a suffix is not enough. You have to have vaday. Only for oyla biyared by vinelam it's enough. Elo Rosh Lakish knows the question. Adamuk look Rabbi Shmuel. What does Rosh Lakish have to say that our Bryce before the Tanakama that says for Suffix Yediyah, Yechayev a Korban El Biyurid? What does it say? Goes to course Rabbi Shmuel that holds you do not have to have a Yediyah at all. Look, Makar Rebbe, let him say that it goes according to Rebbe. Rosh Lakish says according to Rebbe, all over a Suffix Yediyah is enough. So let him say that even though you need a Yediyah, Suffix Yediyah is enough. Samar says true, he could have said that. But all Kamas, when he wants to also teach us something else, that the Rabbi Yishmael loybo yidiyah batchila. He wants to teach us, Rosh Lakish, that Rabbi Yishmael shita is, you do not have to even know that you were tummy at all. There is such a shita, even though you did not realize you were tummy, you went into the Beis Hamikdash, and later you realized that you were tummy, you chayav a korban. But the Gemara shita, what do you Rosh Lakish for? The loybo that you don't need yidiyah, there's no extra pasuk according to Rabbi Shmuel. Vinelam de mechayev al helam mikdash. Rabbi Shmuel holds the extra vinelam teaches us that yichayev if you even forget that this is the base of mikdash. But he does not have an extra pasuk to say, an extra word, that you need a yediyah of atchila. So what do I need Rosh Lakish to teach me this for? Pshita, you do not need a yediyah of atchila. There's no place to say you need it from. Rosh Lakish says, yes. Now the time I would have thought to say, ki lesle mikroi, true, there's no extra pasuk. To say you need a yediyah, you have to first know you were tummy. Avo mikamori slay, but maybe Rabbi Shmuel holds min a svara or a kabbalah from his Rebbe that Rashi the Lachol Moshin Sinai, that even for Tumas Mikdash you have to first know that you were Tomei, Kamash Malon. That's what Rashi is teaching us now, that according to Rabbi Shmuel, you do not have to have a Yidi at all. If you, even though you did not know at all that you're Tomei, and you went into the Beis Mikdash, and at night you find out about it, still you chayev a korban oil b'yeret. That's why he says that verse that goes according to Shmuel, but really could have went even according to Rabbi also. Hadi Alecha.
Yeah, that for you test of a base. Mishnah says, Shvuas Shtayim Shein Arba, like we had before, there are two types of Shvuas that says clearly in the Torah, and Vidarshin is another two, there are four. What are the four? Shvuas She'eichol, one is he makes a Shvuah that he will eat today, or else Vishaloy Eichol, he makes a Shvuah he will not eat today, and then he does not listen to it. So if he does it for Shoigeg, that's the first Mishnah, Yechayev a Korban Oil of the Yeru. What about She'ochalti? He makes a Shavu, he promises today, that he ate yesterday. And really he made a mistake, he did not eat. Or else V'shelo Yechalti. He made a Shavu that he did not eat yesterday, and really he did eat yesterday. These are the four cases, Lahabo in the future, or else Ovar in the past, that Lahara and Lahetiv. Whether it's good or whether it's bad. Like Rashi says, Shvua Shoichel v'shlo yechol, Hein Shtayim, these are the two, Hamafreshes, Dechsiv, Lohora or Lahetiv. You do something bad for yourself, that means you're not going to eat, or else Lahetiv that you will eat. The Mashma Lahabor, the Postik says, Lohora Lahetiv is Mashma Lahabor in the future, that you say today, I promise I will eat, or else I promise I will not eat. V'lo yechol is Lohora, you will not eat, that's bad. And Oichel is Lehetiv. And then we dash in another two of the past. Rashi says, Hein Shtayim HaNasefes Midorash Chachomim K'diyal HaFlor Rabbi Kiva L'Kamam HaPirkin Miribu HaKosev. Learns out from the Miribu HaKosev that not only in the future, but even in the past, if you made a Shvua that I ate yesterday, and you made a mistake, you did not eat yesterday, you're also Chayav HaKorban Oil of the Earth. Now, Shavua Shalay Eichel. First he makes a Shavua that he will not eat. The Yochal, in the middle of the day he eats something. The Yochal Kol Shukhayev Divar Rabbi Kiva. The Kiva holds no matter how small of an amount you eat. Even a Kol Shuk, Yechayev, whether it's for Malkus, whether it's for Korbin, he holds by Shavua, you do not need a Kazayev. But Lamaisa, there's a Lo Yachal Devorah. You're not allowed to go against your words. Your words were you're not going to eat. To any kolshu that you eat, it's against your words. The Kiva holds Yechayiv even for a kolshu. Or my loyal Rabbi Kiva, the Chom said back to Rabbi Kiva, Heichon Metzino B'yechol kolshu, Shukhayiv, Shezechayiv. Where else do we find that we only eat a kolshu, Yechayiv? We know all over, you have to eat a kezayis. How come here you say by Yeshua, Yechayiv even for a kolshu? Or my loyal Rabbi Kiva said back to them, V'chiheichin matzino v'medaber umedi korban. Where do we find that you only chayev a korban because of your dibur? Because really what happened? You ate today. There's no averity. It's only because of your dibur. You first swore, made a shvuah, you're not going to eat today. So the eating is going against your dibur. So where else do we find that for a dibur you have to bring a korban? Shezeh medaber umedi korban. But over here by a shvuah, just because you do not listen to Yeshua, there's a loyach of the varoy, you have to bring a korban. So the kids to hear the pshat is you're going against your dibur, what you said, and you made a shvua, you're not going to eat today. So according to Rabbi Kiva, a person has a mind, even a kol shu, the smallest amount he meant asa, not eat. Therefore, it's nifal in the shvua, and you chayiv even on the kol shu. We'll see in the Gemara later exactly what the machlokes is. Now the Gemara says, Lamaimer, you want to tell me, the Sha'ichal, the Achil Namashma. First, he makes a Shavua, Sha'ichal, that I will eat. That means he swears that he will eat today. Is that what it means? I'll prove to you know that it means he will not eat. Or, Raminu, I have a question. There's a Brisa that says, Shavua loy oichalacho. Somebody swears, I will not eat from you. Or else, Shavua Sha'ichalacho. I swear, the question of the Lashon is, I will eat from you. So according to our Mishnah, it should mean that you're supposed to eat. And we'll soon say it means I'm not allowed to eat. I'm making a shvuah, I will not eat. You see, shoycho l'cho means that I will not eat your food. Loi shvua shelo yoycho l'cho. I'm not swearing on what I will not eat, which means on what I will eat, I'm making a shvua, I'm swearing I will not eat from you. So all these three lashonis is also. You meant to say that if you're making a shvua, I will not eat from your food, and it's also you eat from his food. So kiss you see a lashon of shoycho l'cho means that I will not eat from you. So Rabbi Abaye answers like this. L'yoylom di'achil namashma. No, in our Mishnah when it says she'oichol, it means I will eat. Stam she'oichol means I will eat. But, like Asher, kan de mesarvin boy,